Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today. We're in Psalm 119, verse number 171. We read, "My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes." Notice first of all, he says, "My lips shall utter praise." More literally, you could look at this verse where you might take it as, "My lips shall pour forth praise, for thou hast taught me thy statutes." I like that. That picture of praise just being pouring forth out of your heart as you utter and speak and sing and hum praises unto the Lord. I like it to a dam that's all of a sudden it's opened up its gates. It's been holding back the water for quite some time, and the gates now are open, and the water's gushing over the top of the dam as the gates let forth its gushing water down to the stream below. And that's that picture of our praise once we hear God's word and it ministers to us and we're taught by the Holy Spirit. All of a sudden our hearts just burst forth in praise and thanksgiving. Well, you say, "Pastor Terry, how does that happen?" Well, I think it's fairly simple. What it requires of us is going to God's word with an open heart, praying to the Holy Spirit, and asking God to teach us by his Holy Spirit. It's probably the right thing that we should say is, say, "Father, Lord, here I am in your word. Would you please open up my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of your law?" And the beauty is the author of the book, the Holy Spirit, is God's word's been inspired by God's Holy Spirit from Genesis through Revelation, every verse, every part of it. His desire is to teach us. And so as I'm praying this, and then as I open up the scriptures and I start reading it, I'm amazed how all of a sudden God's word just jumps off the pages. Because remember, it's a living book. It's written for you. It's written for you for instruction in righteousness, how to live a godly life, for reproof, the things that I need correction on. You know, and the beauty is as you spend time reading God's word, it will speak to you about, I believe, every issue of life. And so as I'm reading it and as I hear it, all of a sudden a verse speaks to me and jumps off the page, and I too find myself just saying, "Oh, Lord, thank you. That verse is for me." I normally have a pen with me or tablet next to me, and I like to just to highlight the verse or try to jot a note in my Bible about it so later on if I want to go back to it, it's there for me. I would encourage you to try to discipline yourself each and every day. You say, "You know what, before I get busy in my day, before I get the phone starts ringing and the kids need help or people are looking for you to take care of them and maybe you got to rush off to work," that you would spend time looking for God to speak to you. You know, and I remember so often people would ask me, "How did Pastor Chuck do it? How did he study God's word?" Well, let me tell you, as I traveled with him for many years and I spent quite a bit of time with Pastor Chuck, that he would just simply open up his Bible. He would read chapters. Because he would teach through the Bible, either on midweek service or Sunday nights. And as he was reading them, he would just read them over and over and over again. He would normally have like a little business card, and you know, he would keep it his Bible. And then he would stop as God would speak to him, and he would use those business cards to underline that verse. And then I would ask him, and say, "Pastor Chuck, how do you get your Sunday morning message?" He figured that it was some big, commentaries that he was reading or some other messages that he was inspired by. He says, "No, I would just take those verses that God has been speaking to me throughout the week, and that's what I would find that God would want me to minister to the body of Christ." That sounds pretty simple. And it is, because I find that that's what I have adapted to my life. To read God's word, expecting God to speak to me. And that's what it should be for your life, because you're his disciples. Remember that God wants to speak to you, to equip you for the ministry that he has for you to do this week. And for us to receive it, we need to spend time in God's word. Do you know what the key byproduct of spending time in God's Word is? Faith. We will grow in our faith. God will give us the faith to sustain us no matter what we might be going through this week. Because the Scripture tells us that faith comes from hearing, and hearing the Word of God. As we hear those stories of old and the struggles that they went through, and their resolve was to put trust in God, I believe that God uses that in our lives to inspire us to put our trust in God. You know, I live here in Orange County, and right now, this past few years, seems like every road, street I get on, there's roadblocks. The construction workers are digging, replacing pipes. I don't know if the county got some extra funding this last couple of years or what, but boy, I tell you, they're putting roadblocks all the time. Well, that makes sense, that as we face, you know, troubles in our lives, as we face our own roadblocks, that as we spend time in God's Word, that as we meditate on God's Word, He'll give us the directions to be able to navigate through those roadblocks. And that's the purpose, is to help us through our lives, to encourage us, to build us up, to strengthen us. And so the psalmist says, he says, when I've been taught God's Word, my lips are going to utter forth in praise. Otherwise, that spontaneous praise, he's going to lift up unto the Lord. You know, one thing that's beautiful about God's Word is that we can also use it for our own lives. I find myself, when I want to spend time in worship of the Lord, I'll just take the Psalms and start reading them. And then I'll find myself jumping into the Psalms like I'm the one that's writing it, or else singing it unto the Lord. I've said before that I'm not a singer. My voice, unfortunately, isn't one that people would want to listen to. But I love to sing. And so I'll find times where either I can hum it, sing it, praise it, some way or another, let forth praises of the Psalms. One of them I love so much is Psalm 149. Let me read the first four verses or five verses here. It says, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. Otherwise, a new song that God has given us. And his praise is in the assembly of the saints. Otherwise, when you're with brothers and sisters, just praise the Lord. Encourage him to praise the Lord. Then he says, let Israel rejoice in their maker. How about let Terry rejoice in his makers? Put your name there. It says, let whoever rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. I have the privilege of pastoring Agape Chapel. So I'll put in there, let the children of Agape Chapel be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with dance. Let them sing praises to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. When I read this, could you picture the excitement that they had in their worship as they danced, they sang, and they celebrated the Lord for that new song that God has given them? Sometimes our worship gets so drab at best. It's almost like you hear it and you go like, why would I want to enter into singing them because the songs are so sad sounding. Well, I think the Psalms is something that's filled with praise. They had drums, they had cymbals, they had, you know, tambourines, they were dancing. There was like so much excitement in the air. God's people enjoy the Lord and they worshiped him. For he tells us in verse 4, notice, the Lord takes pleasure in his people. God takes pleasure in you this day. Do you know that? I think sometimes we think that we need to be, you know, well, I'm not quite like a pastor. I'm not quite like a saint, like they've just made a new saint, I guess, you know, in the Catholic Church. I'll never live up to that or be like a Franklin Graham or, you know. But, you know, let me tell you something. Every person that I've ever met, from Billy Graham to Chuck Smith to even Corrie Ten Boom, I had the privilege of meeting her one day. Each and every one of them are like you. We're all in the same boat. We need a new song. We needed salvation. and God gave us salvation. And so thus we're singing praises. All of us are singing forth praises unto the Lord for how good he is. So the Lord takes pleasure in his people. You belong to Jesus Christ, and God takes pleasure in you. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in the glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be within their mouths. The beauty is to sing forth praise unto the Lord. You know, I find as I start singing, as I'm spending time in God's word, my whole day changes. It's filled. It's rich. It's abundant. As we leave here today, I read 171 again. And we read, my lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. Are you reading God's word? Are you spending time talking to him? I hope that you are, because my desire is that you might experience that joy and that praise, that abundant life that Jesus wants us to know day in and day out. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.